Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine on WYPR. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf. And we were talking about how many animals you have, Brian. What quantity of land do you have to support that many animals?
We rotate them between three wooded pastures. you can't leave them in one place because, one, they would destroy it, and two, you want their waste to naturally go into the soil, not to be sitting on top of it.
Sure.
So the pastures are...
So you herd them with dogs.
Sorry, yeah.
That's right. You raise dogs, don't you? You breed dogs?
Yeah. We breed livestock guard dogs.
That's incredible. So you have everything.
To answer your question, there are 3-acre pastures. So it's for the ones that are outside, it's 9 acres.
Okay.
But there's not 260 in there at one time. You know, they're all through different stages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So on a 3-acre pasture, you might have about how many pigs at one time?
We'll probably have about 60.
Okay. All right. And then, so besides hogs, what all do you raise?
Besides the hogs, we raise grass-fed beef, grass-fed lamb, grass-fed goat, lamb, goats, hogs, and beef.
And is this something that you started, or has the farm been in your family for generations?
No, this started off as a hobby, I guess about 15, 16 years ago, and somehow it just grew into this big business. And part of it was, I guess about 11 years ago, Whole Foods came by. They had tasted my lamb someplace and asked if we could sell them lambs, and that boosted us up pretty big.
Sure.
And now we sell to all the health food stores, carry. You know, all the ones locally, Whole Foods Markets, David's Natural Market, Mom's, which is my organic market, the Common Market in Frederick. I'm probably forgetting some, but almost all the Whole Foods stores you can find something from us in. I guess, you know, honestly, lambs are our biggest business because we do a lot of lambs right here at the farm for different ethnic groups. And then the hogs and the beef would be second.
Very good.
That sounds like quite the operation. And everything naturally raised, no antibiotics, no hormones.
Yeah, we're not cruel. We're not going to let an animal die that's sick. So what we do is if we treat an animal with antibiotics, we then sell it to the market where, you know, winds up in grocery stores.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. You really helped us out and appreciate all the information about farming.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being on the program. When we come back on Foreman and Wolf on WYPR, we'll run through some pork recipes, do a chef's challenge, maybe see what sort of strange things I come up with for Cindy to cook.
Yes.
All of that and more on Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine on WYPR.